Short lecture. Skill 4. Ballet. Listen to part of a lecture in a dance class and answer the questions.
Have any of you ever seen a ballet?
Yes, I saw Swan Lake.
And what did you think of it?
It was beautiful, wonderful music. I really enjoyed it.
Do you know where ballet comes from?
France?
Well, the word ballet is French, but it had many influences, Greek and Roman. At the end of the Middle Ages, the renewed interest in the classics, mainly ancient Greek and its culture, led to the Renaissance or rebirth. During this time, the focus in society was on the individual rather than the whole. Therefore, male and female dancers became the ideal man and woman, the perfect beings. The most noteworthy changes in dance during the Renaissance occurred in city-states in present-day Italy. In the 1400s, there were quite a few men who are now believed to be the earliest ballet masters. Domenico da Piacenza was well known as a dance teacher and a choreographer throughout Europe. Dancers wore contemporary court fashions, full wigs, bloomers, and hard shoes for men, and heavy long-skirted gowns for women. Have you seen the movie Shakespeare in Love?
Sure, who hasn't?
Well, that's the kind of clothes they wore. In 1489, at a banquet in Italy, directed by Bergonzio di Botta, a dance called an entrée introduced each course in the meal. This is considered to be the first ballet. Almost 100 years later, in 1581, Balthasar de Beaujolais put on the Ballet Comique de la Reine for Queen Louis of France. It is recorded that this traditional first ballet had an audience of 10,000 and lasted from 10 p.m. until 3 a.m. At this point, ballet, or more appropriately, ballet comique, had elements of speech and drama, the main contributors to its length. Fabrizio Caruso published Il Ballerino, a ballet guide in 1591. This held Italy's place in the world as a major dance center. Ballet evolved and the emphasis was on the art form, and the amount of speaking reduced drastically over the next 50 years. It also stopped being something that was only offered in court, and it was offered to paying audiences. During this time, the nobility, even King Louis XIII, performed in roles ranging from the hero to the lowest dregs of society in the ballet.
Number 1. According to the professor, what is now considered as the first ballet? Number 2. What was the feature of the ballet in the early 17th century?